And if you have a Bible, please open it to the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. And follow with me as I read. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are protected by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. This is one of my favorite sections of Scripture. I just love how Peter outlines quickly just some of the benefits that God has given to his people. First, he's given us a spiritual rebirth, placed within us a heart that desires to know him, a heart that desires to obey him, and his spirit within us that enables us to do so. As natural people, before that born-again experience, we could not do any of those things. He's also given us a future inheritance, and he has protected us. He keeps us safe for the realization of that inheritance. But what is this inheritance that Peter's talking about here? I think it's multifaceted. I'm going to just focus on one aspect of it for a moment. The Apostle John speaks a little bit of it in his book of Revelation. I'm going to read a little bit from chapter 21. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there will be no longer any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away." This is part of the inheritance that God gives to his people. A place where there is no mourning, no crying, no pain. God himself, we will see him as he is. We will be with him in a way that we are not now. And that inheritance has been secured for us through his son, Jesus. And Jesus did that through what we are remembering today in communion. You and I are by nature sinners, separated from God. This heaven of which John spoke is a place where there is only goodness and there is no sin. Those who are sinners cannot be there. And God has provided a means by which we can be reconciled to him and have a part in this wonderful inheritance, this wonderful heaven that God has prepared. And each week we celebrate what Jesus did, his body broken, his blood shed on the cross. God placed his wrath upon his son, and those who turn to him in repentance and faith, that sacrifice of death is brought to our account, and we are saved and have a new life in God, in Christ. Christian, rejoice in that hope. If you are one who has been saved through the blood of Jesus Christ, Look what we have before us. We live in a tough world. Things are hard here. And by God's grace, we survive it, and we even have joy in it. But don't you long for this? I do. And God has promised that to those who love Him. Today, as you're taking the elements, just meditate on that. Thank Him for His wonderful grace. Thank Him for His provision for your sin. Thank Him for the future that we have with Him for eternity. What a wonderful thing it is. Now, there may be someone here who, by your own admission, you would say you're not a Christian, that you either don't know about or don't believe these things. Maybe you feel that you can stand before God on your own merits. Or maybe you say you don't even believe in God. Well, we are so glad that you're here today. And our fervent prayer is that this may be the day of salvation for you. But as this communion time is a time for believers, we ask that as the elements come to you, please just let them pass by. But please note, just as God has outlined in many places of Scripture the joy and the wonders of His heaven and the inheritance that He's given to those who love Him, those promises are real. He has also promised that He will judge those who turn away from Him, who reject His gracious offer of forgiveness. In that same letter, the Apostle John goes on to say, if I can find it here, I'm sorry, I lost it. But he says that he will not allow those who are unbelieving, who are immoral, who are idolaters, who worship things other than God, all liars, all of those will find their place under God's judgment. Don't be that man. Don't be that woman. Turn to Christ. Ask God to forgive your sins for Jesus' sake. If you want to know more about the gospel, if you want to know more about having a hope for heaven, then talk with the person that brought you. If you came with someone, speak with any person on the worship team or me or one of the other elders. We'd love to share with you how you can have the hope, the promise of a wonderful eternity with God in a place where there is no pain, no crying, no sorrow. As the ushers come down, please take the elements today and hold them, meditate on what Christ has done for us, and then in a few moments, we'll take communion together. Gentlemen.